working mothers are quitting to take care of their kids, and the U.S. job market may never be the same. That's a CNN business headline. And you already know that this article is dripping with resentment, hatred, not of men, but of women and the roles that God created for them. I want to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, tagging, subscribing on YouTube. I really appreciate it. And for all those of you who are subscribing on YouTube to Reformgelical, I just want to say special thanks to all of you guys who've been supporting that show. We're almost monetized already, and that is just a blessing. So thank you, everyone, for supporting that show as well. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Don't miss our conference, 1st through the 3rd of October, Nashville, Tennessee. We will be there. I can't wait to meet you guys and to hear just what the Lord is doing in your lives, and to see you without face masks. I'm not even bringing a face mask. How do you like them apples? Let's see. Become a member. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field, and you'll get a sweet mug. You'll get a shirt. You'll get $100 off the conference ticket. So do not miss out. Thank you for all the new subscribers. I really appreciate you guys as well. And for those of you who have been subscribing from the beginning, your faithfulness is such a blessing to me. I really appreciate it. All right. I'm going to throw out this article. You can see it right there, and we'll go through this together. I want to say special thanks to my pastor who was watching my Reformgelical shows and said, hey, you should probably share their shows when you're talking about them and give people the opportunity to see the articles, engage with the articles as well, and reference them what you're talking about. So here we are. Here it is on the screen. Oh, wait, let me see where it is. It's can you see? No, my hand's over here. It's like right there. It's right there. For those of you watching, you can see it. I will make sure to put this article in the show notes for those of you who are listening on the podcast, the many of you that are, and appreciate all of you too. All right. So working mothers are quitting to take care of their kids, and the U.S. job market may never be the same. And I hope that is the case. I hope that it is never the same. I hope that it gets better and better, because I'm a progressive. Oh no, not like a political progressive where we want to continually evolve our principles and our values. No, those stand firm, but I want to make progress. I want us to innovate, as we've talked about so many times before. And it's just funny, I didn't even think about this, but it's so funny how they're all about progress until it's the kind of progress they don't want. Then it's the worst thing in the world, and they're the sticks in the mud. It's funny how they could just switch on a dime like that. But what really just shocked me on this, talking about women in the workplace, is the left has been so good at this for so long. The media has been helping them along with this, is that they will be against and hate the things they are pretending to protect and be on the side of, advocate for. They pretend that they protect and advocate for minorities. They pretend that they advocate for the poor, for those who are downtrodden. But look at the fruit. As Christians, we know to not look and judge people by their words, to not judge them by what they say they are doing, but to know them by their fruit. This is something that is repeated over and over again in the scriptures. And that is what we should do. And when we look at this stuff, and so when we see the poor never getting richer or wealthier, never getting out of the slums that they are in, we can say, maybe you don't really care for the poor despite you saying that, because look at your fruit. You haven't done anything. Your policies don't better than people. They only make you or have the poor people vote for you over and over again. And there's this fake dependency, this fake care, this maternity, for the theme of this show, that you are trying to take care of them, but you're not. You're holding them down. You are keeping them in bondage. And so too with women. The funny thing about feminism is they are not for women. They're for men. They're for women becoming like men. They're not for women. They're for women becoming like men. They don't appreciate, they don't elevate, they don't uphold the roles that God has given women, because one, they hate God. Two, they're foolish because of their hatred for God, because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. But they are trying to transform first-rate women into fifth-rate men. That's a Doug Wilson quote, and the numbers might be wrong, but it's the gist of that. We're trying to take first-rate women, women that are perfectly, fearfully, and wonderfully made for the roles that God gave them, and take them and say, no, you need to do a man's job. That's where you will find your best benefit. That's where you'll be fulfilled, is if you do what men do. Do you see the sleight of hand there? It's not edifying and building up women for where they're at and making sure that we appreciate and acknowledge and are thankful for what they do. It's, hey, what you do doesn't matter. Go be like a man. Go work. Go do these kinds of things. Go be the provider. Be the breadwinner. And they say, I think in here, it's 75% of the people that are going to stay home with their kids is women. And they're lamenting this. They're like dreading it. They're crying out. They're screaming in horror that only 25% of men are going to stay home while the women work. Then it's that the women are staying home. Oh my gosh, the horrors of it. But in reality, the people that are the feminists are us Christians, because we celebrate and worship a God who makes diversity truly and brings about unity in that diversity through Jesus Christ, through marriage and through the church body as a whole, where we're not trying to make people like men, that is women like men. We're trying to make boys like men and men like men, that's for sure. But we're not trying to take women and make them men. We're letting women be who they are and celebrate that. And that's not to say that they can't be in business, and that's not to say that they can't do great works. I have some great Christian women friends that are phenomenal entrepreneurs, that are phenomenal bloggers, thinkers, but just the mindset that they have to take care of their children, that there's no better role for women than to be in the workplace, is absurd. It's destructive. And part of the reason that us as a society have been hurt, because the importance of women is there. And when you take the important things that they're doing and keep them from doing it, it hurts and impacts the rest of us. It impacts the society, it impacts the family, it impacts the husband, it impacts the marriage. So this is what they're saying. All right, let's go through this. American parents are going through a year of tough choices, and it isn't getting easier with the school year starting. Many have to choose between their jobs and staying home to take care of their kids. Now, they go on and they quote somebody who says, obviously, I'm going to pick staying home with my kids because that's more important. But do you see how they're framing this article already? It's that I have to choose between my career and my family. And somehow they're on this equal playing field of importance. That is, my career is as important as raising my children. In fact, they would actually say this. They may not actually come out and say this, but this is what they think, that your career is more important than your kids. And you should sacrifice the development and the raising of your kids so that you can go get a career. And in fact, that's what we're saying when we don't want mothers being primarily mothers. We want them primarily being CEOs and directors and VPs. And secondarily, their mothers and parents, because, hey, you could just go give them to the state. The state will raise them for you while you go get your career, because your career is what is the most satisfying and important thing for you to do in life, is to be a woman in the workforce. And you notice the studies, the results, the psychology of what happens with women is they're not happier. They're more miserable, as statistically. Obviously, there's exceptions to the rule, but people are made for a specific purpose. And when you take them out of that, they're not going to find the joy that God has created them to have. But so you see here, there's this equality that there is subtly put underneath this, that your kids and your work are at the same level, when in fact your family should be a higher priority than your work. Not that you shouldn't work as a man or as a woman, not that you should do other things as well as take care of your kids, but they have to be the highest priority. We see this a lot with men. We see this a lot with entrepreneurs, people that are successful, as they sacrifice their families for their careers, and they have great careers, but their family is destroyed. They have kids with multiple wives. They're on their third marriage, and that is just as bad. The family is the most important thing. Raising your kids is your number one or your number two ministry. Your wife, your spouse is number two. Number one, I'm sorry. Your kids are number two. I got to get my hierarchy all sorted out. One in five working age adults is unemployed because COVID-19 upended their childcare arrangements, according to new research. So one in five people have left their work, not because of COVID-19, but because they are taking care of their kids now, not because they're sick, not because they lost their job, but because of childcare arrangements. And you see what is happening here. Again, the hatred for women, the hatred for family, it's take you out of your God-given role and go work. Go put your career above your kids and have childcare arrangements. Have the state take care of you, Matt, public schools. Have somebody else raise your kids, not yourself. You are not you don't need to be the one responsible, the primary person to take care of your kids. Just let someone else do it. And this is bad news that one in five people are actually now staying home and raising their kids and not working instead. Several women said in the pandemic has forced them to reconsider how to balance their professional and home lives. A mom in California who's been in her healthcare job for nearly a decade said she's been able to take 12 weeks of leave when the school year starts to support her children in distance learning. What happens after that is uncertain. Well, okay. So she took 12 weeks off for her career so that she can assist her kids in distance learning. And then after that, who knows? But my question is this, is what, when, how were you engaged with your children's learning before this? Before this? And we're seeing, again, to drive this point home because it's so important. I'm going to try to remove this screen. Is that there's been so many people that have put their careers first, so many women that have put their careers first in the name of feminism, that their kids have been given over to Caesar, unchecked, unguarded, and the parents who are responsible for the education of your children, you're responsible for the discipleship of your children, have been hands off. It's been public schools take care of my kids, and then after that, childcare because school only goes to a certain time and I have to work longer. And look at the society we're in. Look at our family situation. Look at how men are not being men. Look at how women are being lied to and saying your best is not with your family. Your best is not raising your kids, discipling your kids. Your best is not that. Your best is in the office. Your best is to be just like a man. There's no difference. And anyone that tells you hates you. But look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. That's all you have to do. Don't believe me. Look at the fruit. Look at where our society is. Look at the psychological state of women in our culture. Is this the best? Is this God's best for us? Is this what's going to glorify him? Is this what is going to bring us contentment in this life? I don't think it is. And I'm thankful again for this COVID era that we live in because the judgment of the Lord brings clarity. It brings wisdom to those who fear God. And we can see and we have opportunities to change directions, to make adjustments and become more aligned with what God has for our families, for our careers, for who he has made us to be. And we can be most satisfied when he's most glorified, as good old John Piper says. And praise God for that. He doesn't have to make it that way. He didn't have to make it that way. When we're the most satisfied in him is when he's most glorified. He could have just been, when we're most miserable, he's most glorified, and that would have been just as just, but he didn't make it that way. We have a great God. We have a great God who deserves obedience, worship, and joyful obedience and joyful worship as well. Because when we obey him, we get to be experiencing that eternal life, not just get it an infinite amount of lives to live like a video game. When you have that contra up, down, left, right, A, B, but a quality of life as well, that there's blessings to the obedience of the Lord. And I feel like I just need to say, I'm not saying that you earn your salvation, but I'm saying when we're obedient, there's an abundant life to have. So let's go out, pray, seek God's face, align with what he has for us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.